T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:01 on a Friday night. Joe Giglio with you. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. We have John Johnson, the updates. I would argue there's no better place to be on Valentine's Day night than right here with the evening show, whether you're on your way to something special or whether you have nothing to do, like the three of us tonight, hanging out here for the next 4 hours, 888-729-9494. We got a lot we're going to get into here over the course of this show. We'll do a Clearwater check-in later. I will yell and scream at Andy McPhail today. Don't you worry. Because once again, Andy, when he gets to a microphone, makes me feel like crap about the Phillies. So we will touch on that. And day three of State of the Phillies down there in Clearwater, that's coming up as this show goes along. We're going to talk about some heartbreak tonight because, I mean, it's Valentine's Day. We've all had our heart broken once or twice. And we're going to talk about those people in sports that have broken our heart. But I want to start here. And, you know, I heard a variation of these conversations on the midday show a little bit or on the afternoon show this week. But you think about the teams in our city right now and the ones that we really care the most about and we talk the most about. And I'm going to leave the Eagles aside for a second because they, by winning the Super Bowl a few years ago, they reached a level where, you know, they've achieved something truly special. And now we still have the remnants of that and we see if they can get back to that level. But they did that already. But there's two teams right now in this city that really took differing but similar at the same time paths to try to become real legitimate championship contenders. I'm talking about the Sixers and I'm talking about the Phillies. And they have both created some sort of baseline of pretty good. The Sixers have been good and certainly a playoff team. The Phillies have created pretty good and the hopes of more. So they've zoomed past rebuilding and now they hope to be something way more than that. They hope to be some sort of a contender here, you know, a true championship contender moving forward. But here's what we're going to do tonight, because I feel strongly that one of these teams has a better chance to achieve than the other. And it's not even just about that. It's also about the fandom that they give us, the fun they give us, the excitement they give us, and on the other side, the annoyance they give us from time to time. So I'm going to frame it like this tonight. We're going to have this debate because I know Tucker is on the other side of this one. Over the next 5 years, we'll kind of use the Valentine's Day theme here. If you had to hitch your wagon to one of these two teams, if you had to commit to one of these two teams, if you had to go all in, you know, and kind of marry one of these two teams, put the ring on it, decide you're committing to one of these two teams with your fandom. And it's a hypothetical. There's no rules on fandom. But in a hypothetical world, if you had to pick one of these two teams, is it the Phillies or is it the Sixers to truly kind of give you something back, you know, make it worth your while over the next 5 years? And for me, it is the Philadelphia Phillies over the Sixers. Here's why. And yeah, I can hear Tucker's arguments before he makes them. I know what he's going to say in there, but I'm going to tell you why it's the Phillies over the Sixers for the next 5 years. And yes, you might be saying, well, Joe, don't you always rip Klentak? And aren't you going to rip McPhail later? And don't you call Middleton a fraud for not paying the tax? Yeah, that's all there. I understand the pitfalls the Phillies have. But the reasons I'm going with the Phillies over the Sixers, I'm going to start at the top because, quite frankly, that matters more than anything. As much as I have questions about John Middleton, as much as I worry John Middleton is getting himself too involved, I believe John Middleton is going to own the Phillies. I believe John Middleton cares. He is from here. He rose to power to finally own this team. He's young enough that he's not going to just, you know, be out of all this in a few years. He's not 80. I believe he's going to own the Phillies for a while, and he does want to win. He does want to get this team to a championship level again. I don't think Josh Harris cares much about any of this. And I would not be surprised if at some point in the next 3, 4, 5 years, as their franchise value just explodes every year, if Josh Harris cashes out and leaves. And Josh Harris is not a great owner either. But Josh Harris certainly could sell the team to someone who's more of a buffoon or doesn't want to spend money, doesn't want to pay into the tax in the NBA, and then we have a different kind of basketball team here. So I believe that the owner here for the Phillies is better than the owner for the Sixers, and he's more committed to the city and to the franchise he owns. So that's the baseline for me, is at least I get the Middleton factor, which I that guy's going to be here. I'd be shocked if John Middleton's not the owner of the Phillies, let's say 5 years from right now. So number one, I go Middleton over Harris. That's a big reason why I go with the specter of picking the Phillies over the next 5 years to commit to marry, rather than the Philadelphia 76ers. Another one that jumps out to me is the nature of the sport in basketball lends itself to crazy movement, to superstars asking out, moving, being traded. There's very little continuity. This isn't 1980s anymore, even 1990s in basketball, where you build a team. Like, a lot of people like to call in all the time. Like, well, look, the Sixers, they're young. They're building. They haven't played together. Who knows how long they'll play together? Here's what I do know. I have a building block with the Phillies that's not going anywhere for 12 years, and his name is Bryce Harper. There's a no-trade clause. He wants to be here. The Phillies want him here. I heard Mark Cerise debating on the face of Philly sports. I think Jack was right today. It is Bryce Harper, and it will be for a long time. So I get a building block with the Phillies. So I have the better owner. I get a building block. And quite frankly, really what matters maybe more than anything on this is the Phillies' path to another parade down Broad Street is just easier than the Sixers' path to a parade down Broad Street. For this reason, baseball, all you have to do is get in the playoffs. You make the playoffs. We saw with the Nationals last year. Wild cards have won. I mean, an 82 or 83 win Cardinals team won it in 2006. That happens all the time. And wait for two more years. When baseball introduces two more playoff teams, it might actually be enough for Matt Klentak to build a playoff team around here. Half the league will be in the playoffs. And once you get in the baseball playoffs, you can win the World Series. We've seen it time and time and again. That structure doesn't work in the NBA. It just, quite frankly, never has. It never will. The Sixers right now are jockeying between a 4 and a 5 seed. You know what that means historically? It means you have zero chance to win a championship. You need to be a top seed or close to a top seed, and you need to have a top 5 player. In baseball, the Phillies don't have to be perfect. The Phillies don't have to be great to give me, over the next 5 years, a chance at a championship and really a chance at the postseason every year, which by proxy leads you to a chance at a championship. So I get the better owner in John Middleton. I get a star I know that's going to be here in Bryce Harper. And I get a sport that is just way more set up and way more conducive to the Phillies having a better chance, even with all their issues. And both these teams have issues. Let's not pretend we're talking about two teams that are sure to win anything. But the Phillies have a better chance to win a championship because they don't have to be perfect. They don't have to have top 5 players. They don't have to have home field advantage. All they have to do this year is be one of the 5 best teams in the NL, probably next year the same. Beyond that, all they have to do is be one of the 7 best teams out of 15 in the NL. I mean, that's not really that hard to do if you have some level of competence in your organization and you spend some money. So they have those things working for them. And I'll throw in one more just to seal the deal here before Tucker makes a losing case for the Sixers. The other thing that jumps out now that certainly didn't before because they just changed their coach/manager is I feel that Joe Girardi is going to be here for a while. I feel that the on-field leader for the Phillies will be in power for a while. Now, I don't think in either of these sports the coach-manager is going to make that much of a difference. It certainly helps have a very good or a great one. I think Joe Girardi is going to be here for quite some time as the next manager of the Phillies. I don't feel the same way about Brett Brown. I think Brett Brown's a good coach, but I think we can all see the writing on the wall that Brett's probably going to be gone. I don't know who the next guy is going to be. I don't know if he's going to get along with these stars. I don't know if they're going to ask to get out of here because of all that. I just trust the Phillies more, and I think it comes down to this. When you're making a decision maybe on someone to date or to marry, it's who you're going to bet on, especially when you have more than one option in life. I would bet on the Phillies over the Sixers. I would marry them over the next 5 years. 888-729-9494. Phillies, Sixers, next 5 years. You have to pick one. You got to commit. One or the other. Who you betting on? Who you marrying? I'm going with the Phillies. Tucker, what are you thinking?
The answer is clearly the Sixers, and I don't understand how you don't see that. I mean, all of the issues that you outlined with the Sixers, whether that's the coach, whether that's the front office, whether that's the ownership, Phillies have the same issues, and that's compounded by the fact that they don't really have a lot of talent on their team or in their farm system. Right now, we've been talking about this team maybe topping out at 86 wins. That's great. That's fine. They may get in the playoffs at 86 wins. If you somehow win the wild card game, are you excited about going into a 5-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers, maybe the strongest lineup we've seen in baseball in a very long time.
I mean, the Nationals did it last year. Those
the
Dodgers
Nationals
are,
had Chris Sale.
The Dodgers
Chris Sale. They had Max Scherzer.
The Dodgers are chokers. Chokers, Tucker.
If you're telling me right now you're confident about Jake Arrieta going into pitch at Game 1 against the Los Angeles Dodgers, we need to have a separate discussion, Joe.
Listen, it's not about my confidence in Jake Arrieta. I'm just betting on the Phillies, the structure of baseball, the playoff format. So you're taking the Sixers. What do you love about the Sixers that you're marrying them, that you're betting on them long-term? That's a commitment, Tucker.
I'm aware that's a commitment, Joe. But the Sixers actually have talent on their team. Like, the Phillies max out at a mediocre team at best, and you keep talking about, oh, they may just get into the playoffs and get lucky. I understand basketball is set up so that the better teams win, but the Sixers are a better team than most. And even if Brett Brown goes, even if the front office is in a state of upheaval within the next 6 months, this team still has a lot of assets. If you get a half-decent general manager in office, he should be able to flip those assets for something decent. And if you're looking at the Phillies down the line, if they don't make the playoffs this year or next year, they don't have a farm system to fall back on, right? Like, Spencer Howard and Alec Boehm are the only two guys you can even think about coming up and contributing in the majors the next 2 to 3 years. And this is a team that refuses to spend over the luxury tax now. What if 2 years from now where they really have no one? Are they still going to feel that same way? I don't see how it doesn't take a ridiculous act by this front office or someone stepping up out of the blue making the Phillies an actual World Series contender in the next 5 years.
888-729-9494, #9494. That is how you hop in here on this Valentine's Day night as we're choosing who we're kind of hitching our wagon to, who we're marrying over the next 5 years between the Phillies and the Sixers. And I think both teams are in a similar, an oddly similar boat where they've graduated from their rebuilds, a tank with the Sixers, obviously, and the Phillies, in a way, they had a baseball tank. They didn't, it wasn't as advertised, it wasn't as egregious, maybe, but they did a similar thing. That they took a major step back purposely with the idea of saving funds, which I wish they would spend more of now, and accumulating all these different things, draft picks and whatnot, to reset their organization. Both did very similar things, and now both are trying to fancy themselves as we want to and think we can soon win and compete for a championship. There's zero evidence either can. It's more hopes and dreams on us, and it's about trust. 888-729-9494. I trust the Phillies over the Sixers for the next 5 years. And Tucker made some fair points. Like, the Phillies' talent base is not great. Their minor league system is not great. But guess what? We've seen pretty good rosters in baseball win. You don't have to have superstars around the diamond. You don't have to have greatness around the diamond. You get in the playoffs. You make a couple good moves. I mean, you don't have to have greatness to win in baseball. And that's just the reality of the sport, the way it's structured in October. And the Phillies could also keep adding talent. Now, you need the owner to spend because they're not going to get this talent from the minor league system. I understand all that. But the owner could go out and spend and acquire more talent. Basketball, it's not as easy. It's not as easy. Like, in basketball, now that the Sixers are capped out, they really, and when you're a good team in the NBA, your draft picks are in the 20s, right? The Sixers for the next 3 to 4 years most likely will have draft picks in the 20s. So if they're capped out with this team and they have draft picks in the 20s, they have very little way of changing this team or making it appreciably better. Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but like, the Phillies could next year sign Mookie Betts. Like, they could do that. The Sixers can't. By rule, by cap situation, they could not sign the best free agent available next offseason. They couldn't do it. They'd have to make some sort of crazy sign and trade or whatever. It'd be more difficult. The Phillies could still get better. The only way the Sixers get appreciably better is if Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons take huge leaps. 888-729-9494. You got to pick one over the next 5 years. We're making you pick. It's a night to commit. It's Valentine's Day. You better have committed already. You should have your plans for tonight locked down. But it's Valentine's Day. You have to commit. Sixers, Phillies, over the next 5 years, you can only have one. You can only pick one, and they kind of marry them. And they're your team over the next 5 years, and you kind of live and die on their success. So far, so I put up a poll about an hour ago. 50-50 on this one, Tucker.
That's shocking to me.
Nah, me too, because, I mean, the obvious answer is the Phillies.
I mean, are the Phillies even in the top half of the National League right now? Serious question.
If I had to say if they're a top seven team in the NL right now, I would say they're not.
Okay. So the Phillies are not in the top half of the National League, which, even if things break their way, not only do they have to get better, they have to get better than those 7 or 8 teams ahead of them.
Yeah, but I do think the gap between, I don't know, number 4 in the NL and number 10 is pretty slim. But in basketball, the gap matters. In baseball, it's a numbers game. It's a counting game just to make the playoffs. Josh is in Maniac. What's up, Josh?
Great show as always. I got to be honest, I'm 100% in agreement with you. I think the Sixers are an absolute train wreck. They've been a train wreck since Hinkie took over. Okay, they have 2 superstars. There's no offensive set. Neither of them, 2 superstars that they can't build around because they don't know what direction. They're going to go with a point guard who can't shoot, might be the worst point guard from an NBA standpoint, in the NBA when it comes to the half-court offense. Or they got a big guy who, you know, is looking for shooters, and then they bring another guy in like Al Horford. I think the Sixers are a train wreck. They don't know what they're doing. That's a terrible it's a terrible franchise. It's been one for a while.
And the problem is in the NBA, like, they're good, right? They've built a good team with all the mistakes you mentioned, but you have to be great in the NBA to win a championship. You can't be good and just kind of find your way and luck your way to a title. That doesn't happen in the NBA. You have to build a great team to win.
Yeah, like Golden State, with all due respect, oh, they're awful this year. Actually, yeah, they're terrible because Steph, Clay, they've been hurt. Draymond's been out, but guess what they're doing? Oh, they're rallying the troops. They've already made adjustments. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to have a top 3 pick this year and continue to build through the draft because that's what they do. You know, this team, the Sixers and Phillies are mirror images because they can never draft correctly. You know, everyone's starting to talk about, oh, Mickey Moniak got invited to camp. Who cares? You know, what is he doing right now? Well, I mean, Spencer Howard could be the guy, but are we really looking at a guy like that to come up right away? Our farm system is terrible. Atlanta's is on top of the world right now. Both teams are in a similar situation, but I agree with you. I absolutely think the Phillies, if they got rid of that puppet Klintak and actually got a real general manager in there, you know, it would be a lot of fun. So I absolutely agree with you. I think the Phillies are definitely a team to beat.
Josh, appreciate it. Josh, appreciate it. See, Josh is smart. He's taking the Phillies in this one. He gets it. He gets it that baseball is a sport where imperfection can win. In basketball, you need to be close to perfect. The Sixers have imperfect stars. They have an imperfect front office. They have a coach that's obviously far from perfect. They're probably going to be canned anyway. The Phillies, by nature of the sport, that's the pick here.
But the Sixers have been a train wreck for the last decade, and somehow they're still closer than the Phillies. Like, it doesn't take that much to get the Sixers up and running right now. It's going to take effort on all 3 levels, from the players to the coaches to the front office, to get the Phillies to become what could be a World Series contender.
See, but I think there's a glass ceiling with the Sixers that none of us have the answer to. If Joel Embiid doesn't go back to or become, whatever your perspective on this is, if he doesn't become a top-5 player, they've got no chance. You need a top-5 player in the league to win a title. Like, you need that guy. Or, you know, I mean, you go back through the champions over the last 15, 20 years. It's very hard to find the example of a non-top-5 player in the league leading his team to a title. Like, the margin for error for the Sixers is significant. They need Joel to be better. They need to have Ben be better. They need a lot of things. Like, those things are harder than just, like, moving a needle here or there. The Phillies could get a little bit better and make the playoffs, and then by nature, they've got a shot. I don't think the Sixers have any shot to win a title unless Joel gets better. And I don't know if he's going to do that. We'll see. I mean, health is a big part of it, and progression is a big part of it. 888-729-9494, #9494. All right, that's how you hop in tonight. As Tucker and I debate this, you know, next 5 years, you have to pick one. You have to hitch your wagon to one. You have to marry, and to keep the Valentine's Day theme up, you have to commit to the Sixers or the Phillies next 5 years. Who gives you the better chance? Who would you rather bet on between those 2 teams? It's the Phillies. That's the way I look at this. And I know they have issues. Both these teams have issues. They're similar in that vein. But I would go with the Phillies with the better chance to have a parade down Broad Street and give us a great next 5 years, or a really fun next 5 years, rather than the Sixers because of a lot of reasons, but most especially how hard it is to win in the NBA. Tucker goes Sixers. I go Phillies. Your phone call's coming up. And when we get back, we have to I think tonight's a good night to kind of talk about heartbreak, right? To get it out, to get it off your chest, to make feel better about it. So we're going to bring up some heartbreaks over the years in Philadelphia sports with your help. 888-729-9494. That's how you hop in right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.